Such was the beauty of Agnès Sorel that the king was said to be totally captivated. She was, it is said, the most beautiful woman that it was possible to behold. Charles VII, himself married to Marie of Anjou, makes this young woman with a talent for charming conversation one of the maids-in-waiting to the queen, and then his official favorite. Agnès becomes attached to Charles, and Charles, at her side, at last becomes more assertive. She is gifted with qualities of the heart and the mind. He welcomes her to his table and to his chamber. She introduces well-informed advisors, such as Jacques Coeur, the master of the mint, into the king's entourage. They work to forward the interests of the kingdom, so laid to ruin by war, and to strengthen the king's power. But because of her taste for luxury, Agnès attracts the hatred of those jealous of her. With the queen remaining resident in Chinon, Charles goes to live alongside Agnès in Loches. Scandal is the cry. How can one tolerate that this woman from the lower nobility be treated like a princess, with her own income and castle? Their story, one of love and power, lasts 7 years. Agnès gives birth to 3 children and then dies at the age of 27. Have you visited the Collegiate Church of Saint-Ours, where you can see her recumbent effigy in marble and alabaster that Charles had made for her tomb?